Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now to the second hour. Expert on the New World Order on government-sponsored terror, Webster Griffin Tarpley, author of 911 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, joining us coming up in the next segment. Then Charlie Sheen is scheduled in the last 30 minutes of this hour to respond to all the great folks out there that are supporting him, and to respond to the scumbag neocon, dirtbag hippies who call themselves conservatives. And that's really, their leadership's a bunch of scum. Go track them back. It's the globalists couldn't take us down in the 60s, so now they're trying as posing as conservatives. It's just not going to work. The coalition of American people that love freedom are going to be defeated. Now, by the way, the CNN poll that's got tens and tens of thousands of respondents, he's now at 83%. It's marching upwards. They'll probably close the poll in the next few hours, so go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Top story is about the poll, and you can read about that and then link through to the poll and vote on whether you agree with Charlie Sheen about government involvement or government cover-up of 9/11, or if you agree with now the 17% of people, or I guess it would be 16% of people, that agree with the official line, and also the people who, again, believe in mermaids and people who believe in unicorns. And they also believe in hobgoblins and Bugs Bunny. And they believe in WMDs. They still believe WMDs were found. And they believe in a fantasy world. They believe George Bush is a conservative, not a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, New World Order puppet of the globalists. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls, get a few calls in here. Tim in Nebraska. You're on the air, Tim. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'd just like to tell the New World Order right now that if anything happens to you, your name will become a battle cry like Remember the Alamo. So you don't have to worry about that. And anyway, what I called in about, I'd just like to hear you maybe comment a little about, this is great that this can of worms is open now, but I'm afraid it's going to get blamed on the wrong people. I hope when you get on your forum tonight that you can plant some seeds about the New World Order.
Well, I think I said military-industrial complex and globalist, same thing.
Yeah.
But no.
Let's keep beating that drum, you know.
Well, I'll be on Showbiz tonight on the CNN Headline News live at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, and then it re-airs later.
And one question for you. What was that governor's name that went to the Bilderberger meeting?
Richards went last year.
What state was he from?
Bill Richards, New Mexico.
Okay. That's all.
All right. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Maryland up there at Fort Meade CIA Command Base Country. What's up?
Hi, Alex. I was wondering, with the federal control of New Orleans and the surrounding areas and Panama, as you've already discussed, in the state that it's in, thanks to Bill Clinton, what are the chances of, do you think, have you considered Russia and China, who worked unprecedented war games to go into a country experiencing civil unrest and restore the peace just last year, what are the chances of them trying to divide this country?
You know what? The old-timers always said that. All these military high-level officers who were in the Pentagon, in the Joint Chiefs, you know, standing behind the officers, standing behind the different chairmen, the different members, said this. And then over the years, I'd go to training drills, and the Marines are with foreign troops training to take over America. And they bring in Dutch, they bring in Mexican, they bring in Canadian, they bring in British, they bring in Israeli. I've seen French troops. And then they have role players saying, I'm an American, and they're there breaking up the families, breaking up the children from the parents. They hire hundreds and hundreds of role players. And I'm sitting here watching this. Our government's drilling to bring in foreign troops and put us in camps. And now the Houston Chronicle admits Halliburton's building camps in America. So, yes. And you got to understand, the Bushes funded Hitler. Prescott was taken into police custody for a short time and fined for being the main Nazi agent in the U.S. And so it's that ilk. I mean, these guys think big. And, you know, I don't want to believe it. It's so wild, but the communist military is going to run our port security. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, to
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now we are joined by Webster Griffin Tarbley, who wrote back in, what, I guess, 1991 or so, the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush, and he's now written one of the best books, I think, if not the best, on 9/11, and his analysis mirrors mine, how they did it, how they carried it out. And we carry that book at Infowars.com in the video and bookstore, and that is 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA. And Webster, it is a great honor to have you joining us for the next hour and 20 minutes. Then we're scheduled to have Charlie Sheen on with us for the last 30 minutes. Good to have you on board with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's great to be here, and it's been a big week for all of us. Thanks to you in large part.
Well, really, thanks to Charlie Sheen's courage. And you know, the story is he's an American citizen. He's allowed to have his views, and the CNN poll is now running 83% agree with him out of, let me click on it, I think it's like something like 14,000 respondents. Let me just click on it and go there and tell people what it's currently saying. Out of a total of 16,150 votes, 13,364, or 83%, agree with Charlie Sheen that the U.S. government covered up the real events of 9/11 attacks, and only 17% agree with the official fairy tale, 2,786 votes out of 16,150, and that is CNN Showbiz Tonight's major poll on that, and they're saying they've never had a response to a story anywhere near this. No kidding. This is the pulse of the American people, Webster.
Well, I think, as Charlie put it, the worm is turning, the dams are breaking, and maybe I could just comment on what I see is behind this. Just in the past week, we've had your interview with Charlie Sheen. We've had the New York Magazine article on the 9/11 Truth Movement and this lecture series we had going at St. Mark's in the Bowery Church down in Lower Manhattan. That was an article which contains a mass of factual material, more than enough to destroy the official version. There had already been an article in the Village Voice around February 21st about that same lecture series. Then we've had this Showbiz Tonight program with A.J. Hammer, which was very, very skeptical and basically rejected the official version. Now, what I think is going on in the background is something like this. This is a preliminary assessment, but my best guess at the moment. I would say that a sector of the U.S. ruling class, that means some finance oligarchs in the Wall Street to London axis, have decided that Bush Cheney may well be insane and out of control, and that it's time to make these puppets act like the puppets they're supposed to be, and take away
their... So it's kind of like how they set up Hitler. They thought he got too big for his britches?
Well, I would compare it to Nixon, and I'd do the comparison to Nixon in some detail, but just to set the stage
Let me be specific with you, Webster, because I agree with you. That's what my guts and all the analysis is saying, so we're on the same page as usual, because we're just looking at the facts here and going off the historical lens. Do you believe it's a split in the Anglo-American New World Order power bloc, or do you believe it is a split out of the more European elite? Because we know that split in the European elite from our moles inside Bilderberg Group, that had already emerged. So do you believe it is a widening split between the European junction with the Anglo-American British-U.S. Empire system and the oligarchy, or do you believe it is a split within the Anglo-American establishment itself?
Well, my basic approach to analysis on this stuff is you have Wall Street and you have the City of London, and that's primary. The rest of them are junior partners if they're lucky. It basically goes from London to New York, and then the tentacles of New York, of course, are everywhere here in
Washington. But still, the old guard elite, has a large voting bloc when they have the syndicate meetings.
Well, again, I don't know if there's a consensus on this. I would say right now it's a minority.
Well, my consensus is from Bilderberg Intelligence that it's always proven to be spot on.
Well, I think there's at least an active group which is alarmed by the insanity of Bush Cheney. This remark that Bush made this week that the U.S. forces will be in Iraq through 2009, I think has appalled a lot of them. They think that he's insane. They would look at Iraq and say, we've already got what we want from Iraq. We have a civil war beginning or going on. That civil war will divide Iraq into three parts. What more do we want? I think they see that Bush has committed the cardinal sin of believing his own propaganda, all this neocon malarkey about
democracy.
Yeah,
that's why I use the Hitler analogy, insanely attacking 10 countries.
That, and then, of course, the preparations for the attack on Iran. And I think there are some clearer heads in the system. I'm not so sure where they are.
How does Israel factor in? I mean, their defense minister was just a week and a half ago calling us names and saying we hadn't done enough for them.
Well, I think the Israelis are rather less important in the scheme of things than they may seem. I think the Israelis are generally a controlled asset, and even when they're craziest, they're also under control. I think it's London and New York, and the Israelis certainly an appendage of that with a very loud voice, but maybe not with as much clout as they think.
No, I know. It's just AIPAC. Time. AIPAC is hopping up and down, going absolutely ape right now.
Yes, of course. They're trying to get out in front. I think that the oligarchs feel that if the attack on Iran takes place, their system is doomed.
Yeah,
the dollar is doomed, and the system of U.S.-British world domination is going to be doomed. So what they want to do is get Bush and Cheney back on a leash. And therefore what they're doing is brandishing. They're agitating the red flag of making September 11th into the new Watergate tapes. Let me just take you back, because this would be...
Well, no, Webster, I said this 3 years ago. I said there's a certain elite who is allowing us to... That 9-11 was actually done with an escape valve for the higher level elites to actually be used as a blackmail tool against whatever client bureaucrats and CEOs like Bush and Cheney that they have in the titular head position, and that in the end it will be America that is blamed for it. And that they'll try to limit it to, quote, some right-wing nuts instead of the larger picture.
Well, I think what these ruling class circles have in mind is what we would have to call a limited hangout. In other words, they're not proposing to tell the whole truth. And I think you can see that in the revelations, for example, so far, none of the corporate media is talking about the way in which the 9/11 operations were run through military drills and terror drills in the U.S. military security bureaucracy. I think they're going for something more limited. Let's go back. July 13th, 1973. Alexander Butterfield, deputy assistant to Nixon, tells the Watergate investigating committee there's a taping system in the White House. So Butterfield is the one who reveals it. I think what these ruling class circles are considering right now is using September 11th as an equivalent of the Watergate tapes. So that we have to look now on the horizon. Is there a Butterfield about to come forward? Is there a Deep Throat about to come forward? I have been looking closely at the Mousawi trial in Alexandria, Virginia. That is a possible place where more thoroughgoing revelations...
Because we're now learning that the FBI agents are going, we told you 75 times he was going to do this, and you told us to stand down.
Absolutely.
So really what's coming out now in America is W199I, which these neocons denied existed, even when the BBC admitted it.
Well, I think what you see in the Alexandria trial is simply the stubborn refusal of the moles in the FBI to arrest the patsies, Mousawi and his circles, who are, of course, psychotics, fanatics, and controlled assets, but they wanted to keep the moles free. Because without the moles out of jail, you can't commit the actions and blame it on the moles.
Exactly. And then if you burn moles, moles won't work for you. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation, defending the innocent, defending the weak, defending the honor of this country, not letting America be known as an evil empire. Not in our name. Don't you use us for your wickedness. Going back to Webster Tarpley, and your calls are coming up in this hour, and he'll be with us until the bottom of the hour and the next hour. Webster, please continue, but I've got, I want to get your take on this right now. Just because I get emails on this, I get calls, people on the street, why are you guys still alive if this is true? Well, they have killed a lot of us and imprisoned a lot of us, and you know, I've been physically attacked before in a parking lot and told to shut up by four hired goons, but I mean, there's too many of us, and God's on our side, I believe, and on top of that, they don't want to turn us into martyrs, but give me your take on that.
Well, you have to look at a totalitarian system like the one in East Germany under communist rule, and you'll see that even under the most pervasive, open, blatant, brutal totalitarianism, you can mount a resistance. And in this country, there are still ample means of doing it. I think people are more frightened than they need to be. They need to be more active and less frightened. And you will find that you can do a great deal. And indeed, this current system is based primarily on apathy, passivity, people not voting, not agitating, not demonstrating, not telling their congressman, reading the riot act and so forth. So I think it's time for great activism right now.
Well, I know you want to get into all the details of what you think's going on in 9/11 and talk more about the Sheen situation, but this is a short segment. I want you to give us your forecast. What do you think's going to happen in the next month, the next 6 months, the next year?
I'm hoping that out of this Mousavi trial, we've had the prosecution phase. We still have the defense phase of the Mousavi trial, which is absolutely wild because the man is, of course, a psychotic patsy and he doesn't know what he's doing. But he may be used. Somebody may put something in front of him and he may just read it. Again, for some kind of a version of the Watergate tapes, but this time on September 11th, to emerge, or a deep throat. on September 11th to emerge and blow the lid off the issue in the way that happened in the spring of 1973 vis-a-vis Watergate. The task of all of us is to make sure that these revelations don't just involve some people in the FBI or the puppets Cheney and Bush, but rather go right to the heart of the matter, which is that invisible government rogue network that's inside the government, the September criminals, the people who really made 9/11 happen. So I think it's time to clear them out.
What did you think of the job I did last night? What more would you have added if you'd have had that chance at 6 minutes live?
Well, I think it was a good performance. I think it's just a matter of quantity at this point, and multiplying the news outlets from which this stuff is going to be emerging.
Here's the problem. They give us a false victory, remove Bush or whatever, you know, for some other corruption issue, and then he steps aside, and then we get a Governor Warner from Virginia, or we get a Hillary Clinton, and I mean, they're exactly the same.
Yes, I would warn people on the Democratic side, if you look at Hillary Clinton, she is an odious warmonger. She is basically trying to sell herself that she is a bigger and better warmonger than Bush Cheney, that she can bring European troops, foreign money, wage war in more countries, and I think this is just appalling. So it's clear to me that one of the two major parties must go. One of them has got to collapse, and I think the good news is that if one of them collapses, the other one will collapse too, because the only reason to vote Republican is because of the horrors of the Democrats, and
the only reason to vote
for the Democrats is because of the horrors of the Republicans.
Why is Bush doing things that are politically suicidal, like now on the heels of the UAE deal, something that dwarfs it, letting a known communist Chinese military company, I mean, that's admitted, take over port security in the Bahamas, I mean, with no U.S. oversight.
Remember that Bush is a liberal Republican banker, born in a bank, in effect. Right? This is a Wall Street family transplanted into Texas. Right? His father was mocked as the Connecticut candidate when he ran for Senate in Texas.
He's a horrible, horrible weed, yes.
So they believe they have a funny plan. They say, we want to have the war of civilizations, hatred of Muslims, hatred of Islam, we want to have xenophobia, and we want to have the absolute supremacy of cosmopolitan finance capital that runs all over the world and has the race to the bottom. And they love the emir of Dubai because he's a degenerate just like them. Remember that Dubai is one of the centers of sex slavery in the world.
That's where all these women, and we're talking millions, UN's own numbers, are taken.
And if you say the government of Dubai, you're essentially saying the degenerate family of the emir. The previous emir just died in Australia at a racetrack meeting, and the son has now inherited the government. So they are the government.
I don't think people realize they have huge harems filled with slaves, many of them children chained. I mean, this is admitted. And our government sells them to them right out of Bosnia. Be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Webster Tarpley. And Webster, I want to go through some calls, and then we got plenty of time with you to go back into your analysis of 9/11 and talk about your book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror. But Dylan Avery, the filmmaker, and we carry his film as well, Loose Change Second Edition, is just excellent. It's available at Infowars.com, and also you can watch it if you're a Prison Planet.tv member online at high-quality bandwidth or low bandwidth for dial-up, whatever you need right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're running a special right now where you get almost half a year, 5.3 months free, over 5 months free, when you get a yearly membership. So you pay for a little more than 6 months, you get over 5 months free, or go get a monthly membership and try it out, $5.95, PrisonPlanet.tv. And that special ends in just, I guess, about 6 days. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Dylan Avery. Dylan, you're gracing us with a phone call. What's on your mind?
Well, Alex, I was listening to your show, and you were doing a discussion about people getting killed for the truth, and I read earlier this morning that one of the scholars, Michael Zavor, got shot in the head twice last night.
Yeah, I saw that, but he wasn't very high level, though. He was a student, correct?
Yeah, he was a student, but he was still a member. It's just I was reading up on some of the circumstances surrounding his death, and it just seems like another Hunter S. Thompson to me.
Well, give us the details. I actually have it here in the stack, but why don't you give us the details?
Basically, I believe he was leaving dinner with, his grandmother and two other friends of his. They were approached by two men who, mugged him, asked him for his wallet. They took his grandmother's purse from him, and he didn't object, didn't put up a fight or anything. And then one of the guys shot him in the head twice, and they both ran away. I mean, two muggers approach a group of four, the guy hands over the purse, no question, and they just shoot the one guy in the head twice for no reason and run away.
Was this guy, because from what I read, I actually have the report right here. Let me just pull it up. Let me just go to it. It says Scholar for 911 Truth, and I guess this article just details what Scholars for 911 Truth does. Let me go to the WCCO TV news piece on this. And it's loading right now. Excuse me, folks. It says a man shot in the head in the uptown area of Minneapolis on Saturday night died late Sunday night at the Hennepin County Medical Center. Michael Zubar, am I pronouncing that right? 25.
Oh, yeah, Zubar.
was a PhD student at Clemson University in South Carolina. He was enrolled in the bioengineering program, always a bioengineer. That's who they've been killing.
Yeah, see, he's a bioengineer. That's the other thing.
Yeah, he dreamed of working at a NASA someday. He was from Buckhannon, West Virginia, and was a 2005 graduate of Davis and Elkins College, a private Presbyterian school at Elkins, West Virginia. It says officials there said he received a B.S. degree in chemistry and math. They said he was a student leader as well as a member of the school ski team. Friends of the family say he also loved mountain biking, and it goes on. He was shot in the head at the 3100 block of Girard Avenue South around 10 p.m. Saturday, so we're just now learning about this 5 days later. Police said he was walking to a parked car with family members when robbers approached them and demanded his mother's purse. She gave it to the gunman without any resistance. One of the men then shot him in the head. It says Lieutenant Lewis Edwards of the Minneapolis Police Department said within half an hour of the incident, we had already had six homicide investigators and six officers with homicide experience already working this thing. Police tried to reassure the community on Tuesday that the crime would not go unpunished. Continue with your comments.
No, you pretty much summed it up. I wanted to call and touch upon it because, I mean, I read that and it was kind of shocking. I mean, he was still a member of the Scholars of 9/11 Truth, and, I mean, if anybody wanted to send a message to them, I mean, knocking off someone like David Ray Griffin would be a little bit too obvious. I mean, I'm not saying that it is connected, but I mean, I just think it's a little bit interesting.
I think it's 50-50 right now. You know, I've said many times if they kill me, it'll be a carjacking or a mugging, or you know, they'll claim me, they'll find my dead body and claim I committed suicide, and you know, then have some whore on scene to claim you know that I was in there with her, or they'll you know run me over with a truck when I'm not paying attention. That's the way they do it. But at the same time, every day in this country, almost every hour, every few hours, somebody gets stabbed or mugged or shot. And these crackheads will just routinely take what you got and then just blow your head off. I mean, we've all seen it where they're robbing liquor stores on surveillance camera. The person gives them the money, and then they just are so hopped up and so nuts, they go ahead and pump a few rounds into them. So I'd say 50-50, and the point you bring up is exactly what I was thinking, a way to send a message and then probably try to scare everybody. But, you know, they can't kill us all, and we'll continue to watch this. Thanks, Dylan, for the call. You still there, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I myself am a member of the 9/11 Scholars, and the 9/11 Scholars held a press conference a week ago, Tuesday it must have been, at the Moussaoui trial in Alexandria, Virginia, and we had Jim Fetzer from Minnesota, and we had Phil Berg, who's running the RICO suit against Bush Cheney.
He's this the former deputy attorney general of
Pennsylvania. Yes,
Pennsylvania.
He's a former candidate for governor and senate in Pennsylvania. So he's representing William Rodriguez, the Puerto Rican janitor who had been the hero of the North Tower saving people. So that was a press conference that took place with you know guards toting machine guns all around. You couldn't put up a sign. There were all sorts of things you couldn't do. I think that this killing, which I just learned about right now, is extremely suspicious, and it does merit a call to Attorney General Gonzalez and the FBI to do something about this, because this looks to me like domestic terrorism.
Well, here's the deal. I'm reading it, and they're not filing witness reports. They're not telling us what they look like. Normally, you'd know that in 10 minutes after it happened, so it's very suspicious that the police aren't giving out details. That stinks.
I think it's extremely suspicious, and I would urge people, however, don't be terrified, be angry, and let that be another spur to more and more activism. Because the purpose of terrorism, of course, is terror. It's designed to put you into a passive...
That's what they do in Iraq.
Pardon me?
They have death squads all over Iraq.
Absolutely.
Right
by
the former death squad mothership, Negroponte, who now is head of all U.S. intelligence.
That's correct. So I think that's a very serious matter.
And, of course, his organs were donated. You know, I'm sitting here reading this, and we need to call the Minneapolis Police Department, 612-692-8477. Our network is based up there. I'm down here in Austin. And we need, I was just talking about this earlier, you notice, we need to demand of the police, hey, you give us the descriptions. Why haven't you given us the descriptions of his mother and others that saw this? That is incredible. There should have been a description out on the radio and on TV within minutes of this. And if it's a normal murder, that happens. This is very suspicious.
I think there's obviously a strong suspicion that it's a political assassination by the other side. In other words, I think it's a feature of warfare in the ruling class with people more at our level who are expected to pay the price as these ruling class factions battle it out to see whether the truth on 9/11 is going to come out or not.
Well, I'm telling you, the fact here that they're not even days after it, they're not telling us. We've got to find out. Hey, guys at the network, you're up there. Scan all your local news. Just type in "man shot" or "man shot uptown," police description of perpetrators. I'll try to search it out. And the rest of my people in there, get on it, find out. Thank you, Dylan, for the call. I appreciate it, Dylan Avery. Webster, I tell you, this just everything gets weirder and weirder by the minute.
Well, as I say, it's clear that one faction of the ruling elite wants to at least submit Bush and Cheney to oligarchical consensus control. That would mean moves towards liquidating the adventure in Iraq, cooling off the business with Iran. It's also a factor of the dollar. I mean, if you look at Nixon and Watergate, you'll see that the fall of Nixon in 1974 has everything to do with the fall of the U.S. dollar in August 15th, 1971. In other words, the breakup of the Bretton Woods monetary system.
Yes.
Now, the breakup of Bretton Woods is a relatively mild event compared to the dollar panic, flight from the dollar, death agony of the imperial dollar that we're living through right now with a whole series of things going on.
And let me just go back and say about this poor man that got killed. At least it was quick. And I tell you, that concerns me, Webster, that your gut-level instinct is that killed him. And reading more about this, it is very suspicious.
Yes, it's absolutely. Now we want to see whether we have a government of laws or whether we have a government of political factions fighting over their spoils. And obviously, it looks like you'd have to assume that there's an interstate element in it. So where is Gonzalez? Where is the FBI? That there are all kinds of.
So you guys have a press conference, and a day later, one of the members of the group.
I wouldn't say a day later. I think the press conference was a week ago Tuesday, as I recall.
Okay, so a few days later, and then this guy gets blasted
at the federal court in Alexandria, and there was a climate of intimidation there with these guys with assault rifles standing around. One woman came up with a sign, and she had to take her sign down because they wouldn't allow signs.
It's a free country, yeah. The men in nice black masks don't have signs. It's because we can have the media saying the truth on a sign. I mean, this country's just gone to hell in a handbasket.
There were also people not even participating in the press conference, but there as part of the audience, who were told by officials of the court, it looked like, that they had been ID'd as protesters, and therefore they were under special scrutiny because their faces had been fed into a computer, and out it came that they were subversive element. So not a good situation.
Yeah, it's sad to see our country dying. It's really sad to see a once free country just go right down the tubes. But this is what happens when we get decadent and let tyranny get its roots down into the population.
The way they can do this is based on apathy, passivity, lack of activism, lack of righteous anger, lack of indignation, and what have you. So it's time to take advantage of this opportunity and make the issue explode, because there's an element of agitation in this without which nothing is going to happen, right? If it weren't for your interview with Charlie Sheen, if it weren't for this lecture series in New York City, there would be nothing to work with, and there would be no way to make this stuff explode. So the 9/11 truth movement is historically indispensable to any outcome from this crisis, because this is the issue. Remember, there are 35% to 40% of the population in the United States are terrified. They're sincerely terrified. These are not sophisticated people, but they've bought into the 9/11 myth. They believe all this stuff about Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden, the cave in Afghanistan, the laptop, and they believe Bush's claim that he's going to protect them. And the only way you can separate that group from Bush's political base, is to show that 9/11 was an inside job. The FBI obviously let it happen, but other parts of the government made it happen. Networks, rogue networks inside the government, generally marching to the tune of Wall Street and the City of London.
Well, I agree with you. So when do you think we're going to see, I mean, things are already accelerating. When do you think you're going to see an even greater acceleration?
Well, it can't be, it can't predict it according to a timetable. Again, I think if you look at the Moussaoui trial in Alexandria, you've already got something that's reaching critical mass. It is clear that the FBI was crawling all over Moussaoui like lice. They knew when he got up. They knew every move he made. And nevertheless, they knew who his confederates were. They knew his networks. They had been following him since 1999. And they stubbornly refused to put him in jail. They stubbornly refused to lay a glove on him. We've had the testimony of this guy, Michael Rollins, of the FBI. He was the head of the International Counterterrorism Investigating Bureau of the FBI. Now, just to see who this guy is, many people know the name of David Frasca. David Frasca is one of the classic moles of September 11th. He was the head of the Radical Islam Bureau inside the FBI. It was David Frasca who received the Minneapolis Memorandum of Colleen Rowley and the Phoenix Memorandum of Kenneth Williams, I think his name was. And Frasca was the one who proceeded to suppress, to sit on, to sabotage any move to look inside Moussaoui's computer and so forth. Michael Rollins is the boss of David Frasca. So Rollins comes up and the defense shows him this important memo from a guy in Minneapolis, one of Colleen Rowley's colleagues, Harry Samet from Minneapolis. And this is a memo to FBI headquarters saying, we've got to arrest this Moussaoui and look inside his computer. And Michael Rollins says, oh my gosh, I never saw that memorandum. Now we're at the level of pure insanity here. This is clearly a network of moles that are acting to protect patsies. And again, the reason they have to do this, it's not because Moussaoui is going to carry out 9/11. It's not because he's going to take over an airplane and fly it anywhere. He can't. He's a psychotic. He's a basket case. He's pathetic. He's probably a double agent. But if you don't have people like Moussaoui running around, you can't make them into the Lee Harvey Oswalds, the scapegoats of what's going to happen.
Well, you're right. Here's another example of that. George Bush Sr. brought in 3,400-plus Iraqi Republican Guard at the end of the first Gulf War in 1991-92. And these are men who'd already been CIA-trained in Virginia and other places, Alabama, back when Saddam was our big ally in the mid-1990s during the Iran-Iraq War. Then they brought 3,400 back in. Clinton brought in roughly another 2,000. That's L.A. Times, Washington Times. That was in the news at the time. And then these, we know their names. Local police would arrest them. They were ID'd, videotaped at the Alfred P. Murrah building. We know they're government agents. And it's the same thing with the supposed hijackers. The dean of the Defense Language School in Monterey, California goes, hey, these guys, the U.S. government did this. I trained these guys. You know, I'm the dean. Then, you know, it's MSNBC, but then it gets shut down. They admit, okay, three of the hijackers trained Pensacola Naval Air Station, Pensacola News Journal. I interview heads of U.S. embassies who were ordered to, quote, let them back into the country. And they go, but they're on terrorist watch list. And they said, it's part of a anti-terror operation. These are our agents. I mean, we know that these hijackers, however they fit into the story, were government agents. And that is verifiable on its face.
Exactly. They're government agents of the patsy variety. They're people who are expendable. Many of them are very low-grade subjects. They're people who can't really make it without a network of support. In the case of Moussaoui, he was born
The individuals that bombed the first World Trade Center were both mentally retarded, and the FBI to train them how to drive it and build the bomb for them and the rest of it. But let me just, before we go to break here, get your take on the mindset of these, I mean, not just the moles, but their handlers. How do these people in our government, I mean, they're just, I guess, grade-A psychopaths. They must like their work.
What, on the part of the moles, on the part of the invisible government network, these are people who, they are aggressive, elitists, and they believe in, you can see from their track record what they believe in. They believe in the Bay of Pigs, the Kennedy assassination, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the Vietnam War. They believe in Iran-Contra. They believe in gun running, drug running. They always prefer military solutions, and they have this this idea of financing it all through narcotics.
And almost all of them made their bones when they were 20 years old in conflicts, and so life's cheap, 6-plus billion people. I mean, we're the most plentiful thing on the world. We're cheap to them, folks. They see us like a carton of eggs or a pound of hamburger meat, box of Twinkies. We're to be consumed.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. We're back, and this poor man was shot execution style twice in the head, 911 Truth Scholar. And, degreed microbiologist getting another doctorate. And the police have a surveillance tape of him being killed. And his mother and others were there and are witnesses. And I'm looking at articles yesterday about this, and this happened Saturday, and they aren't releasing the video, and they aren't giving a description. And I just talked to the folks running the show up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's where they're at. And he said he saw in the news last night, John, who's running the broadcast, did. And no video and no description. They're just trying to find some crackhead right now, I guess, to blame it on. And then in front of everyone, they won't release the video to confirm it's him. And whenever they do have a political assassination, there can be cameras right above it, and they just won't release them. And it sounds like an assassination to me. Webster, in every other case, they release the tape. The cops say, we're looking for this man. And how dumb are the police there in Minneapolis? They got to know it's the government if they're just being told, no, you don't release descriptions and you don't release video.
You're absolutely right. The only obvious parallels for this are the surveillance cameras at the Pentagon and in the gas station and the hotel and the highway out by the Pentagon that
Oklahoma City FBI agents went on record in the LA Times and said we saw it, and it showed by name, Al Husseini, Hussein, and others. They're getting out of the car with McVeigh, and they've declared national security, and there were 12 different cameras that picked this up. So, I mean, it's just, I can't believe they're not giving a description, because they can't.
Well, I think it's time also to think if there's not some legal remedy on something this specific and this blatant and this timely to get some kind of amicus curiae or civil action suit demanding that the surveillance camera now be revealed so we can see what happened, and also accountability for the elements in the police who didn't put that out. That should have been broadcast immediately. They should have broken into the various news channels.
Well, they do, to act like our saviors when it's not them killing us.
Well, you know, you can have a high-speed car chase, or you can have any number of events, and they put it up there right away, and in some cases they should. But in this case, certainly, because of the obvious political overtones, this intersection of the biotechnology assassinations and the 9/11 issue, I think that makes it into a suspected political assassination, and everybody has to take that seriously. I would also call in particular on people to think about our left gatekeepers. There's a whole class of people who have been silent on this issue, right? We've now seen New York Magazine take the plunge into 9/11 truth, CNN show Business Tonight, The Village Voice. I'm looking at people like Seymour Hersh of The New Yorker, Noam Chomsky, Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, Greg Palast, Michael Moore, the great filmmaker.
Come on, you know exactly who Noam Chomsky is.
Well, yes, I do, but I think it's time now. I'm putting it up there. If these people don't come forward, then they are exposed. Then everybody should see who they are. Molly Ivins, Gore Vidal, The Nation Magazine, Counterpunch, James Ridgway, and on, David Korn. All of these people who have some kind of reputation as being watchdogs of the excesses of the federal government. A lot of them have been totally silent about 9/11 and everything connected with that. Now is the time for these people either to do something or to retreat into obscurity, and we should be done with them. And, of course, Noam Chomsky, he's obviously helped along by the fact that the Pentagon finances his institute and made him a millionaire.
All these college people, when I had him on and attacked him, and they think I've talked about you know, God or something. The guy, I've read his books. You're 100 times the scholar he is. I am. The guy is a quack. And the government didn't have a hand in killing Kennedy. There's not a one-world government. Let's turn our guns in. I mean, he's Pentagon funded all the way by DARPA. The guy is an absolute piece of trash.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.